We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and up next we're going to be talking with Robin Cole. She's the Executive Director at Pawnee Mental Health Services. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. The only bad thing that's happened in my week was I hit a deer last Friday, so.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you've ever done that.
How did the deer do?
I think the deer went into a ditch and died, but.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What about you and your car?
My car was totaled. I got that message yesterday. They did finally get an estimate on it. But, yeah, I got a new car within 24 hours because we were already in the market for one. But, yeah, that was an unfortunate event and traumatizing for sure. I don't know if you've ever done that.
Oh, I have, and it is traumatizing. It really is. When you think about just that poor deer, and then you also think about just what could have been, even for the people in the car.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We had the whole family with us. We were driving home from dinner. We were in Kansas City, and it was 7:30 at night. And, you know, I don't know if this is normal or not, but you work in mental health or not, but I had to sit there for 10 minutes to just kind of catch my breath there because I was, like, in shock for a little bit for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think that's unusual. I'm not an expert in post-traumatic stress related to hitting a deer, but I can tell you that having experienced that myself, I totally relate and understand that experience that you're describing because it is very traumatizing.
Yeah, no, and hopefully people will be safe out there because the deer, I know this time of year, this is a prime time to be able to have those kind of accidents. So just everybody, PSA here, be careful.
Absolutely. In fact, at this time of year, we always, on an annual basis, send a reminder out to all of our staff because part of what we do as a community mental health center is we dispatch people into the community to serve, especially children who have serious emotional disturbances and adults who have severe and persistent mental illnesses. And because we have so many staff who are on the road every single day, we make it an annual ritual to send out a reminder to everybody that they need to be careful during deer season in particular.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that little note out of the way here, but I just wanted to kind of share that information with you here. And I understand you've got a big celebration coming up here at Pawnee Mental Health. We've been talking about this pretty much most of the year, but 65 years that you're celebrating for Pawnee Mental Health.
Yes, yes. You know, and it's all sort of coming to the crescendo right now. Pawnee Mental Health was founded 65 years ago this coming November. November 19th was the day that Pawnee was first founded. It was founded here in Manhattan or Riley County, Kansas, as the Riley County Mental Health Center. And there was one therapist, and he was also the executive director. His name was Rick Shanline. That name should be familiar to a lot of people in the community. Not only was he a pioneer in bringing mental health treatment to the community, but he was also a local thespian and was really involved with the Manhattan Arts Center for many years, even, you know, in his later years as an older man. So it all started there. And when I say there, I mean that he had a little one room office at what is now Lafine Health Center. And so that was the beginning of services to 10 counties across north central Kansas that has continued on now for 65 years. So our level of activity and our celebrations and that kind of thing have really sort of reached a high point for the year. We last week we had a 65th anniversary celebration in our Junction City office, which is one of our hubs for two counties. And then today we're traveling to Concordia, Kansas, where we'll have another 65th anniversary celebration in a hub that serves five counties in the western part of our service area. And then we're also having a big celebration in Manhattan a week from today. And that celebration will look a little bit different from these 65th anniversary celebrations because it's converging together with our Driving the Dream initiative, which was started 3 years ago. Driving the Dream is a program that is designed to help raise charitable giving for Pawnee Mental Health. And so on Thursday, November 4th, we'll be having our third annual Driving the Dream event at the Manhattan Dream Car Collection. It's really going to be a fun night. Tickets are going fast, but we do still have tickets. And I would encourage people who would like to be a part of this event to purchase their tickets soon. It's because it's at the Manhattan Dream Car Collection, there's an opportunity to view the car collection. We'll be having dinner that's being provided by R.C. McGraw's. We'll be featuring two new videos of clients who tell their stories about how Pawnee Mental Health impacted their lives for the good. And those, for me, those are always tearjerkers. There's nothing like hearing someone talk about the difference that their therapist or their case manager made in their life and the way then that they were able to really change things for the good. And so we will have two new videos showcasing the work of Pawnee Mental Health in individual lives. And then another really exciting part of the evening is that we're going to have a live auction, and there are about 10 items, and they're all really exciting items. And you can go to our website, just www.pawnee.org. Right away, you'll see an opportunity for purchasing tickets. Tickets are $50 a piece. And then there's also an opportunity to do a to get a preview of what those live auction items are going to be. But in addition to the live auction items, we have a silent auction going on right now. And so the silent auction started earlier this week. There's, I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 items on the silent auction. And people can access information about the silent auction by, again, going either to our website at pawnee.org, or they can go to Mike Tamat Auctions. And Tamat is spelled T-E-M-A-A-T. And Mike is helping us manage both the silent auction and also the live auction. And so you can go there, you can see the items, you can bid on items. I've been trolling the auction, the online auction, and have found a couple of things that I'm really interested in purchasing. So it's been a lot of fun to get on there and take a look at that. And especially to know that 100% of the proceeds are going to help support the work of Pawnee Mental Health in our community.
Yeah, no kidding. I've got the live auction items pulled up right now, and really neat opportunities here. That sapphire necklace, is that what, sapphire and diamond
yes.
necklace. Holy cow, that's pretty.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And that was donated by Cindy, Wayne and Cindy Sloan. It is, it's crafted by J. Thomas Jewelers here in Manhattan. And the stones are 60, they signify 65 years. And so that is a real prize for somebody to have. And it'll be available during the live auction a week from today.
All right, very cool. And I know Mike Tamat, he does some stuff up here at the radio station in the morning. So I see him every day. I've never heard him as an auctioneer, but I've heard he does that, and it's pretty good.
It does a good job.
But, you know, your own Dave Lewis is going to be helping out that night at the auction as well. And from what I understand, when you get Mike and Dave together, it's a party.
Uh-oh. Is that right, Dave?
You know what? I just like to let leave people in the hope of a nice surprise. Yeah. You know, Mike and I have done a number of auctions together, and we've got such a good rapport. We bounce off each other well, and, you know, we make fun of each other. He's really good at making fun of me.
He's really good at that. Him, Dave.
Well, you know, we all aspire to something grand. And I believe that he puts that in his, you know, top three list of things to do. Make sure that you keep Dave's ego in check.
It's
probably, you know, first is, you know, okay, we're going to make Pawnee some money. Number two is keep Dave in check. He's good at that.
Good luck, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
So good luck.
So as you can tell, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be one of those evenings where you see some interesting cars, eat some great food, visit with your friends, have the opportunity to hear Mike and Dave play off each other, and then truly be touched and inspired by the stories of the impact that Pawnee Mental Health is having in the community and the way in which the work that we do changes people's lives.
I remember this event from last year. I'm just curious, how much was raised last year?
You know, last year was a tough year because it was in the middle of COVID. And it was before, you know, we still sort of were managing the pandemic very well. Vaccines weren't available. People were still really anxious about getting out. And so the event last year was done virtually. And we felt really proud of it. In fact, I think that there might still be access to the recording of the event last year. And so it was something we felt very proud of. But unfortunately, because of the situation, we weren't able to meet in person. And we didn't have the same kind of attendance that we did the first year. Although, again, it's hard really to measure what attendance is when you have something that's just done online. The very first year, which would have been 2 years ago, this event was also held at the Dream Car Collection, and we had over 100 people in attendance. It was very well received, and we made, I think it was around $50,000 that first year. Our goal this year is to raise $65,000, and it's $1,000 for every year that we have been in Riley County serving its citizens. And, you know, when I think about it and reflect back on 65 years, you know, there literally have been thousands of people, whether it's staff persons, governing board members, foundation board members, you know, community stakeholders who have helped make this dream possible for perhaps hundreds of thousands of people across 10 counties in North Central Kansas. So it really is an occasion to celebrate. Pawnee was the sixth community mental health center in the state in 1956. And so it's a long legacy of providing mental health and substance abuse services in our area.
We're going to step aside and take a break, and we'll have more with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health in just a moment. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.